Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We're closing out our discussion on this word found within the Bible, abuse. Abuse. Are you an abused person? You're not alone. Are you in an abusive marriage or other kind of relationship with a man in which he treats you cruelly? You're also not alone. We've met Abigail in 1 Samuel 25, and her husband Nabal was abusive. We dealt with the biblical text, and this week I've been drawing out four lessons from her life for you, a woman suffering at the actions of an abusive man. Yesterday we covered the first lesson. As lowly valued as she was by Nabal, Abigail still found something within herself as valuable, her intelligence, and she used it wisely. We got started on lesson number two, and that is, Abigail did not let her abuse keep her from protecting those around her from more abuse. She proactively protected her family and the employees in Nabal's business from complete destruction. I urged you to do the same, but I want you to hear me clearly on this. I do not think you should do so alone without some support. I recommend you build a team of trustworthy and competent people around you to help you take action that can protect yourself and others that you love. Who should be on your team? In my pastoral experience listening to women like you, I suggest you have a counselor on your team. This could be a pastor who offers you biblical counsel and/or a trained and certified psychologist, perhaps even a psychiatrist. You'll need to pay for their resources. And I highly favor Christian psychologists and, if necessary, Christian psychiatrists. But I do not ever rule out psychological help. God can use such people to help you. Again, they have to be competent, so choose wisely. And then I think you may need a medical doctor in your corner. If the man that is supposed to love you has physically assaulted you, go immediately to the doctor. Tell him or her exactly what happened when they ask if you feel safe at home. As I mentioned on one previous broadcast, at some point you'll likely need a law enforcement person on your team, for example, a police officer. These are trained people you can call in an emergency, such as on 911. And along with this comes someone from the justice system, say a lawyer and a judge. You may have to appear before one. Pray and ask God to give you one who will see the truth about what is happening to you and judge justly. And for the Lord to give you a lawyer who is like a teammate, always there for you and pulling for you. Again, get a competent one. And then this, and you really, really need this, a prayer team, friends, understanding family members, people in your church that will pray for you. They won't just say they will, but they will. Be wise about who you ask to receive prayer from. You're looking for people who know how to pray, who do pray, but also who listen to you with compassion. You'll see it in their eyes. You'll sense it. And mercy. Ask them repeatedly to pray for you. Seek them out quietly and confidentially, but do ask. Whether you be a Christian or not, ask for prayer. I can do that. If you'll write to me today, I will keep confidences and go to the Lord on your behalf. I can be one of those praying persons on your team. Other than teaching on this broadcast, that is all I can do for you, but I believe this will be valuable for you, and I'm serious about it. Stay tuned for my addresses and write to me today, and then join me tomorrow for more lessons on the Wednesday edition of this broadcast called Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.